Hey there, and welcome to King Crush Thursday. This is the place where we're redefining the stories we hear about Black men, one amazing guest at a time. In each episode, we ask the same six questions, but trust me, no two answers are ever alike. Each conversation opens up a whole new world of experiences and insights. So grab your headphones and get ready to join us on this exciting journey. Let's dive right in with your host, Val Gay.
Hi, and welcome to another edition of King Crush Thursdays, the series where we highlight and uplift Black men, because frankly, not too many people are doing it. My name is Val Gay, and I am super excited to bring to you yet another amazing brother. This brother is a very well-educated educator and entrepreneur. He has a doctorate. He does a bunch of things, a principal of a school, and you'll find out more about him. But I'm super excited to bring him today. Please welcome Dr. John W. Spencer. Hi, Dr. Spencer.
Hey, how you doing, Val? How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. May I call you Dr. John, please?
Or you can just call me John. It's fine.
Okay, thank you, John. I appreciate you being here tonight and appreciate that. So as you know, we are building a repository of six questions on our way to 100 answers by 100 different Black men, with the goal of perhaps having one day a young king who may or may not have a positive Black male role model in his life, where he can come to this repository and see these same six questions and 100 different answers, and perhaps find guidance in there. And for the rest of us who are either Black or male, can also look at this repository and get a better insight into this group of men who are often, in my mind, myopically viewed, very narrowly viewed, often not fully seen at all. And so I want to contribute to the conversations to allow Black women to speak for themselves. And so I am so grateful that you're here, looking forward to what you have to say. And let's get started with the first question, which is, what does manhood mean to you?
Okay. First, I would like to thank you for having me as a part of this. Being an educator and a father of a Black boy, I know how important it is. When I think about manhood, I think about my father, my uncles, and all the men that have poured into me in my lifetime. Being a Black man and manhood in America is very complicated because they try to put you in different boxes. But manhood to me is being empathetic, being a leader, taking care of your family, taking care of yourself, doing things to sustain and uplift the community. And at times, you know, you're vulnerable. You're vulnerable to other men, to other people. We don't push toxic masculinity. It's about being true to yourself. I mean, the example, when people ask me about, you know, who's my hero and things of that nature, I always say my father. You know, my father gave a really good example. And it's amazing because when I look back at his life, his father died when he was 21 years old. And so he didn't really have an example. But, you know, it was an amalgamation of what his uncles and what other men poured into him and what he was able to teach us. So I take that responsibility as a Black man and as an educator, as a principal, when I'm dealing with my students and other young men. So to me, it's about sustainability, empathy, and leadership.
That's awesome. Excellent. Thank you. So John, who and or what is important to you?
Number one important thing to me is family. You know, without family, I don't believe you could be centered. So I'm a father of three beautiful children, a husband, I'm the youngest of 19 cousins. I had 9 aunts and uncles from my mother's side and an uncle on my father's side. So I come from a huge family. So family has always been important. I also come from a family of activists. And so doing what's right for the community as a whole is always important. And that's one of the reasons why I stay in education. Because for me, being an educator is also about building up the community and helping them learn how to sustain themselves and to do things for themselves. So that's what's important to me.
That's awesome. So John, how do you want us to see you?
I guess the first thing that pops in my mind is actually a good father. I help give life to these three human beings and they're going out into the world. And I hope I've been a good role model and a good inspiration for them to become good adults and have good lives. Because even as an educator and a principal, my role as father still comes out. Because I truly treat my students as my own children, and I have the same hopes and dreams for them that I have for my biological children, but also someone who's tried to give back, that, you know, it's just not about my own personal achievements, that I've tried to do something to uplift the community and make it better.
That's beautiful. That's awesome. So, John, what is your epic dream?
Wow, my epic dream. One of the reasons why I said yes to this interview is I'm very concerned about the narrative of Black men and Black people as a whole, that if we don't have ownership and are able to tell our own stories, it'll never be told. We can't wait for someone to tell our story. So I've been working on a project for the last decade to build systems, and because I'm a tech guy on the side too, to build systems to allow African-American creatives get their story out there. And so my dream is to develop my own, for lack of a better term, I'll say Netflix. Think of Netflix meets Khan Academy, and it's something like that. You know, in terms of getting content out there that's culturally relevant and responsive, where we control the narrative.
That is so awesome! Oh my gosh, that's so exciting! Super exciting! That's excellent! 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 So you've been telling us a lot already and implicitly answering this question, but I'll ask you explicitly. So Dr. John W. Spencer, who are you?
And I said before, I'm a father, but I'm also a son and a brother, because I think about how my parents molded me. You know, my mother is a daughter of the South, growing up in Birmingham, Alabama. During the time of great strife, and, you know, she met my father at Tennessee State, which is HBCU, and just all those experiences that made them up as individuals, then brought them together as husband and wife, have poured into me. But I'm also the youngest of 3 boys. And, you know, my mother raising 3 boys in Philadelphia, and to navigate, and for all of us to reach manhood and have our own families, that kind of that puts a firm stamp on who you are. They've always pushed us to succeed, or pushed me to succeed, but always have that sense, you know, you just can't do it for yourself. You have to give back. You have to have a sense of community, and it can't all be about self.
Yes. Thank you so much. So here we are already at question 6, which is there anything that I should have asked you that I didn't, or you wanted me to ask you that I didn't? In other words, what did I miss?
Well, besides being an educator, I'm also an entrepreneur. You know, I believe as a collective, African Americans have to be more entrepreneurial in spirit, that we have to support each other. Because like I said, if we don't control our own narrative, then we can't have somebody keep telling the story for us. So yeah, I want to help creators get their voice out there. So if that's you, you know, find me on Instagram, find me on Twitter, come to my website, and let's have a conversation.
That's awesome. That is so awesome. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Well, I just thank you so much for being a part of this conversation, a part of this repository. It's really exciting to hear not only about your own past, but what you are doing to enhance your present and the future, not only for your own children. It was beautiful what you said about the children who are under your care at your school. That's just really powerful. And I just thank you so much. And so I honor you, my king, and I pray that God will continue to grow and deepen you and you know, bring all those epic ideas to the world, because we definitely need them. And I just thank you so much for being here with us.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. I'm looking forward to seeing the finished product.
Absolutely. Thank you. And thank you for joining us. I hope that you were as enlightened as I was about this interview. And if there is a king in your life, a positive Black man, successful Black man, who you want to see highlighted in this forum, please click the link below or in my bio or DM me, and I'll take you from there. So let me be clear. Success is not defined by what someone does for a living, per se, but more about the content of their character and the impact that they are having in your community, whether it's the nuclear family, just the people right around them, or in a much larger platform, let's say a school, and everything in between, because we are really interested in having these diverse voices, positive voices, be contributing to this narrative. So thank you so much. And in the meantime, please remember to spread love and have a great day. Thanks so much. And thank you so much, John. That was really wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
King Crush Thursday is produced by Val Gay for Ithan & Lloyd LLC. Copyright 2024. Check out the video of this interview on youtube.com/Val Gay. And while you're there, like, comment, subscribe, and share.
Also grab your King Crush Thursday limited edition merch at kingcrushthursday.com. Bye.